Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
A reminder, if you miss any of The Burt Show, you don't have to miss anything. We put it up on in podcast form. You can get the entire show at one time if you got like a long drive. We also put it up segment by segment, so you can read the headlines and go, I'll pass on that one. That one sucks. But that one seems interesting. And then you can just listen to that one. So our podcast is on any podcasting platform. So long form, short form, doesn't matter. Check it out. It's The Burt Show. Today, International Women's Day, or it's coming up?
It is today. Cassie, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Kristen. Happy International Women's Day. Hey, Katie, happy International Women's Day.
So, yeah, this is a day where if you could just amplify women's voices and learn about any bias, stereotypes, discrimination that is out there. It's just a day to find more equality, inclusiveness, diversity for women in society, in the workplace, everywhere.
Here's to you.
And if you think that a day like this is not necessary, let me just tell you that one of the first comments on our social media posts that Rebecca made on Facebook was, when is International Men's Day?
November 19th.
Yep. So there you go. You guys get a day too.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, that's
but
cool.
That does just highlight to me the need for International Women's Day.
Right.
And it was a quick Google. Like if you really wanted to know when International Men's Day was, you could have Googled that and it literally would have popped up November 19th.
Yeah, that's just a middle finger right there.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you.
All right, so let me ask you guys a weird question that are listening. If you are happily married to a man that has no sense of humor at all. 1-855-BIRD
Show. That was out loud.
I mean, none. He's not funny at all. Zero, right? But your marriage is flourishing. This is not what you were looking for in a dude. So it is possible to fall in love with a man that doesn't make you laugh. 1-855-BIRD Show. Here's why I'm asking. Legitimate question. Friend comes to me and is wondering, like, you know, I'm on all these dating apps now. I'm not having any luck whatsoever. Or I go out on a date and they don't seem to work. And the one thing that I notice in all of these dating apps is how women are looking for dudes that can make them laugh. That's like number one.
Laughter is my love language.
All right.
Absolutely. My husband makes me laugh every single day.
Look, I've used this to my advantage my entire life. I am not walking into a bar and women are going to go, oh my God, look at that guy.
Look at that short cup of water.
Yeah. Look at that little shot glass.
It's a shot.
It's a little shot glass.
Giving shot. Right.
Listen, you may not be a tall drink of water, but you are a short shot of tequila.
Yeah. I would take that, right?
Yes, sir.
But I always felt, you know, my dad really didn't give me a lot of advice in any area except when it came to women, and most of it was really, really bad. But one thing he did say that resonated to me is that guys fall in love with their eyes. Women fall in love with their ears.
Mm. I've always believed that.
So if you can make a woman laugh, make a woman feel safe, then you got a pretty good shot. And I've had enough confidence to go, if I could just have a half an hour, give me half an hour to talk to you and make you laugh, then you might think like, okay, short guys aren't that bad. But what if you do not have a sense of humor and you can't make somebody laugh at all? So this dude knows that he just is not good at telling jokes. He's not great at telling stories. His thing is, like, not being funny. And he also knows that he's not extremely great looking either. So can you teach funny, or can you fall in love with somebody that has no sense of humor and has never made you laugh? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Well, I think when it comes to senses of humor, that there's different types. So what might make one person laugh might not make another person laugh. So I think you just have to find the person that gets you and gets your type of sense of humor. So maybe he just hasn't found the woman that gets him and his jokes or commentary about life.
He's fun. He's one of these dudes that you like having in your group because he's fun but not funny. You know, he's like up for anything, doesn't take things too seriously, but he can't tell a joke, can't tell a story. And you know, if you're looking for somebody that's going to make you laugh, this is not the dude. And he's starting to think, like, maybe that's a big L right there.
I feel like that's interesting because I don't think you can teach funny per se, but I do feel like everybody has some sense of humor to them, whether it's like a dry humor, a dark humor. You got something in there. It's
quirky.
Hard for me to believe that you don't have some form of a sense of humor. You probably just haven't discovered which form is your best.
No, I assure you, he is not
like
funny at all.
Nothing is in there.
Zero.
Well, you asked.
Damn.
You asked if any women are with men who have zero sense of humor, and there's nobody on the line.
No calls. So he's right. If you can't make a woman laugh, you're going to be lonely for the rest of your life.
It's a wrap.
Because there's not one call here saying, yeah, my husband has, he is not funny. I just understand that. Can you teach somebody funny as a stand-up comedian, which Mo is? Can you teach funny to somebody, or are you either it or not?
Well, you could be the hitch of comedy.
Oh, never looked at it that way. But I don't want that, y'all. I don't think so. I mean, you can teach somebody how to deliver jokes. Like, you can kind of maybe teach delivery and timing and maybe cadence, but that natural ability to just turn a situation into something that will make someone laugh, I feel like that's something that you just have.
Because my husband is not a joke teller, but his observational humor is like through the roof.
Yeah, yeah, your husband is a joke. All right, so, you know,
he's
what?
He's really excited to hang out with you tomorrow night.
I'm getting my ass kicked for sure. Caleb here, good for women who aren't calling their husbands out going, yeah, my husband sucks when it comes to humor. But dudes are calling and going, I am very boring. Hey, Caleb, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you realize, like, you're just not good at telling jokes. You're not funny.
No, but what you said was a little off. I'm a Caroline's husband. She told me to call, so she made me call for you guys.
Wait a second. Wait, our intern called you and said, hey, you have no sense of humor. Will you call the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
funny.
Yeah, by calling the show, you have a sense of humor.
Right, so you do have a sense of humor. You're just not good at telling.
I told her I didn't know what to say. She had to push me into calling.
So do you?
Well, hey, Caleb, she doesn't get an A, but you do.
Yeah, for sure. So you're not a joke teller. You're not a funny person, but she clearly loves you and finds you endearing. And you do have a great sense of humor because you called.
I guess so. I'm not too good with jokes, I guess, about.
All right, let's hear one.
What you got?
Yeah, where you got? You got to have one joke.
The only jokes I make are dirty jokes to her. I can't say them on the air.
He sounds fun, though.
Yeah. So I do think there's a difference between being funny and having a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think if you can have a sense of humor together, that is just as good as making someone laugh as being able to laugh with somebody.
And Caleb, while I got you on the line here, man, I am sorry that I didn't engage more in conversation with you at our party. I couldn't hear what you were saying because my ears suck in that kind of environment. So I was,
you're good. It was loud.
I was nodding and you were talking and I'm like, yeah, for sure. No. And I had no idea what you were talking about. So I'm sorry I didn't engage
it's all
more.
Good.
Okay.
It's not you, Bert's just old.
It was about to die.
The Bert Joe, real deaf.
Yeah, and us having conversations with ambient noise around like that, with these headphones that have been on my whole life, I can't hear anything.
Those days are over.
Alex, you're on The Voice Disguiser. You are married to a boring spouse.
Yes, I am. And the worst thing about it is he thinks he is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Those are the worst guys.
Yes.
Right. So he's trying to be funny. So for every 10 jokes he tells, how many times do you laugh?
Maybe one.
Okay, he's hitting a 10%.
Probably end up laughing more at how bad the joke is than anything else.
But
yeah, or the fact that, like, it's just when, like, we're around his family is when he tries to be funny, and everybody just goes quiet, and that's funny to me.
Okay, but at the end of the day, how long have you guys been married?
We have only been married for a year, but we've been together for going on 6 years.
Okay.
All right. So you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting.
You're totally fine with it.
Are you?
She doesn't say. Not entirely.
The Burt Show.